Idle and curious throng court, despite big force of deputies. Atlanta Constitution, July 31, 1913. In spite of the largest force of deputies that has ever been brought together in Fulton County for a similar purpose, the greatest difficulty is being experienced in keeping out the idle and morbidly curious at the Leo M. Frank trial. A glance around the room is sufficient to show that the deputies have been imposed on. Scores of professional loafers' men who have had no visible means of support for years and who could have possible interest in the trial throng the room. Many women, who are in no way connected with the case either through friendship for Frank or the dead girl, arrive early in the morning and remain during the entire day. They display the keenest interest in every turn of the trial. Wednesday, when the bloody shirt which was found at Newt Lee's house was placed in evidence, there was a craning of necks on the part of these women, as if they could not bear to lose sight of one thread of the gruesome spectacle. Deputies and county police on guard at the door have used little discretion in keeping out pretenders. In more than one instance, reporters have had difficulty in getting in the room, because one reporter who has been working on the trial since the first day insisted on his right to enter the room in order to do his work. A county policeman drew a billy and attempted to strike him. Immediately on the heels of this incident, a number of curiosity seekers were allowed to enter the room.